Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come into your presence, Lord, with love and joy, peace. Taking a deep breath just to relax, let go of any tension, settle in. Release any nervous energy that would distract my mind and my body. Lord, thank you for this chance to be in your presence. Activate my faith, Lord. I call on that virtue of faith given me in my baptism, confirmed in my confirmation, theological virtue. I believe in you. I believe in your power. I believe in your goodness. I believe in who you are. I believe in your love for the world. I believe in your love for the church. I believe in your providence. I believe all that you are in your divinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are present to me now. Here in this moment of prayer, that as small as I am, as limited as I am, I can have access to you, to touch you, and to have you touch me. I believe that, Lord. Even though I'm limited by time and space and right here in this particular moment and circumstance of my life that can seem overwhelming or so insignificant, it doesn't matter. As particular and limited as my circumstances are, it's my heart and my soul that's here, and my heart and my soul are open, capable of contact, of communion with the infinite and all-powerful God. And just like Mary's yes brought Jesus' body, blood, soul, divinity, his whole person, that hypostatic union, brought it into the world. Analogically, similarly, not the same, but similarly, my heart and soul can access you and to bring you into my life and into this world. My choices and graces that I receive can really grow and become another Christ, another witness, another apostle. I believe that. I hope in you. I hope that this time of prayer will really transform my heart. That contact with you, I really hope, will be a game changer for this day. Give me a power and a grace that I wouldn't have if I didn't dedicate this time. I hope in that. This is a great investment of time in you, Jesus. I love you. I love your constancy. I love your fidelity. I love your goodness, your mercy. Love how you challenge the apostles. I love how you guide us and teach us through the gospels. I love how you accompany us through the church. I love how you do battle with the world and this culture of death and evil, and how you're there with your church. So many apostles and disciples doing good work, bringing your gospel, your light, your love into the dark recesses of hundreds and thousands and millions of situations every day. I love you, Lord, that you're engaged in transforming and saving the world. That what you accomplished on the cross, you are carrying it out in time and space, in every place, in every circumstance, in every aspect, from boardrooms to hotels to living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, to people's hearts and conversations, and over the phone, through Zoom, and in every aspect human existence, you are there with your grace, bringing about your kingdom. I love you, Lord, for how you're engaged and active and redeeming. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you for the chance that I play in that, my small part of being on the front lines, of being, in a sense, a portal of your divine grace into circumstances by the way I think and act and love. Certainly, you could do it without me. But you choose to engage me, to make me a collaborator, a minister of your grace and your mercy. Thank you. I love you for it. So Lord, I turn my attention to your gospel, to Luke 12, 54 to 59. Speak to me, Lord, through this gospel. Give me a message for how you want me to love today. Jesus said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately, it's going to rain. And so it does. And when you notice that the wind's blowing from the south, you say it's going to be hot. And so it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why don't you judge for yourselves what's right? If you're to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the constable, and the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you've paid the last penny. I know, Lord, I've read that in a kind of a dramatic, matter-of-fact way, but sometimes just the different reading, different tones and voices open up in my mind other ways of reflecting and seeing the same old gospel. So I always try to read it a little differently, from a different angle, maybe a different way you might have said it. And in that way, I think your Jesus is kind of matter-of-fact at times. Say, come on, people, you can see this. Why can't you see that? You're speaking to the crowds as well, so you've got all kinds of people in front of you, Jesus, all different walks of life, some antagonistic and critical, some as devout and as beautiful a soul as Mary Magdalene and your mother and those who are in your corner and love you and everything in between, those who have called you Beelzebul, those who are looking to report back to Herod or to the Sanhedrin about your sayings. You've got it all in front of you. And you say, when you see a cloud rising, like you can read the signs of the times, you read the weather, you read circumstances and political situations, and especially here, your examples you give are the weather. You can see those things. You understand how the temperatures and winds and pressure systems affect things. Why can't you interpret other things? Use that same logic. Look at what I'm saying. Look at the movements. Look at the unrest in people's hearts. Look at the frustration with current limitations of how the gospel or the Jewish faith being practiced. Look at the unrest of people under slavery of the Romans. Look at longings of a human heart around you and see how I'm responding to them, how the poor are having good news preached to them, how the blind are seeing, how the deaf are hearing, how the lame are walking. Can't you see what I'm doing? Like, use your heads in the same way. Isn't it evident? God's coming with power. Can't you see the Old Testament being fulfilled? Use that same power of observation and take its natural conclusions. Something greater than Jonah is here. Something greater than Moses is here. Jesus, sometimes it doesn't take rocket science for us to see what you're asking, see how you're working. It just takes stepping back and a little bit of reflection, kind of like that macro logic we use when we look at the weather. Not immediately, we kind of notice some patterns and we're looking out in the next couple days or weeks. In the same way, we should see your movements in our hearts each day, the circumstances, the experiences in our lives, the way people talk to us, the lights, the inspirations, the challenges, crosses, conflicts, kind of step back and see, you know what, I see you moving. I see what you're inviting me to. I see what you're saying to me. Lord, give us that holy observation to see your work in our lives. Help me do the same, Lord. Let me just take a moment in this meditation to step back, pause. Maybe the pause, the phone, the recording, and just what's kind of been going on. You don't need a microscope. Just kind of step back and look over the last couple of weeks. Pull out your agenda. Look at what's been going on in your heart and mind and circumstances and what's Jesus doing. And then Jesus, you not only invite them to observe and interpret, understand, but you move on to this kind of judge. You say, why do you not judge what's right? Judge for yourselves, almost like, why do you ask me or ask others? You can look at these things and judge. even judge your own human experiences. Like if you're, you know that if you're on your way to discuss a court case, right, go to the magistrate, as you're going, maybe you're going to talk to that person a few times. Can't we settle this amongst ourselves? You know, how can we find a middle ground? How can I make you happy, me happy? Let's figure this out before we give this over to somebody else, because then we might not be happy with the result, right? Or maybe I lose. Maybe I get turned over to the judge and get thrown in jail. Maybe I should be willing to take a hit and concede and things that I want, because there's a risk here that I could get nothing of what I want, end up in jail. And then you're not going to get released. Once that's happened, you're in somebody else's hands. Work it out on the way when you still have some influence. Like, can't you see that for yourselves and then make the conclusions, right? In relation to God and to me, have a dialogue with what you're seeing and say, you know what? Maybe I need to listen. Maybe I need to accept. Maybe I need to adjust course right now, settle, give over something. Accept the certain loss, a certain judgment of change in behavior and change of opinion and thought to what God is enlightening and asking of me. Give over my selfishness and accept that. And that's going to be much better for you than if you let that judgment happen by somebody else, where they might say, you know what? I sent you plenty of signs, plenty of invitations, and you rebelled. You wouldn't. You pushed the envelope. You were like, okay, no, I want to see this with God myself at the end. Well, then I'm going to have to judge, and you might not like that judgment because you're going to satisfy the penalty, whatever that judgment is, until it's all been paid. Now is a time of mercy. Now is a time of openness. Now is a time I'm coming to you, willing to dialogue with you, show you signs and wonders and teach you so that your heart can be moved and persuaded, and we can come to a slow path or even a miraculous path, but I'm open to slowness. I'm open to an iterative growth and conversion and depth and breadth and your heart softening so that I can put a new heart in you. I don't want to have to do it at the end of time when your freedom is no longer yours and a judgment needs to be passed. Jesus, your infinite mercy is pleading with me and pleading with those who listen to you. Lord, open my heart now as I meditate. What is that area you want me to give over now rather than wait for you to judge it and take it yourself at the end of time, my particular judgment? What is that grace, that gift, that dialogue you and I should have on our way to judgment? Give me the grace to listen and to accept and to turn over to you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.